Gary Gibson, manager of Lagan Harps. In the end, that was a very good day at the office.
Very good day, yeah. I think we dug in deep. We probably could have been maybe two, if not three, goals down after the first 15, 20 minutes. We decided to change the system we were playing, and it seemed to work for us. We kind of grew into the game and took our chances when we got them. That goal they got just before half time kind of put the game on balance again, but the early goal in the second half, I think we kind of cemented it, yeah. The result for us, you know.
And then when they went down to 10 men, they were really up against it, and you were comfortable enough after that.
Yeah, we were comfortable. We were looking to sit in, hit them on the break. Mm-hmm. They were down to 10 men. It was always going to be hard for them. So we were like, we have a few lads missing today, but we have a good squad. We have subs that can come on and impact games. Probably subs that will probably start in a lot of teams in the division. So, and as I say, we have like a few lads missing. Ashton Harkins missing there today. Kyle Martin's missing, who's scoring a pile of goals for us. So it shows the depth of the squad we have whenever we're able to kind of beat Donegal Town 4-1. Like, so happy enough. Happy.
So what are the aspirations for the season? I mean, you, no doubt you want to be pushing for promotion.
Yeah, we have a young squad. Before the season started, I was just happy enough that we had cemented this and the division, kind of avoid a relegation battle. And try and keep the squad together, because like we have a lot of young, like they're all like 18, 19 year olds. They're a very, very young squad, but a couple of lads there, but most of the squad's all young. So at the start of the season, yeah, we're just looking to keep ourselves out of relegation battle, but as the season goes on, we'll take what comes along to us.
Yeah. I mean, it's still early days yet, and you've a game in hand in most of the other clubs, but overall, I mean, you must be fairly satisfied.
Fairly happy. The first game, Castle Fun, I said to the lads there now in the changing rooms, we were a bit 4-1. I don't know what happened that day. They don't know what happened. We were just like taking nothing away from Castle Fun. They're a good side, but they're not a 4-1 side on us, I don't think. But after that game, we have improved. We are improving. We here against Dahlia and that cup, we were a bit 3-1, but I thought we had a very, very good performance that day as well. We're well in the game coming near the end, and you know, Dahlia's top side, so I was happy. I'm happy with the way the season's going. Very, very happy, yeah.
And a long way to go. And, you know, Donegal Town, last year, they were probably unlucky and many felt that they could have gone up. You know, they'll be there or thereabouts at the end of the season. This was just a day that things didn't go their way.
Exactly. I think Donegal Town will probably look at this game and think how they weren't 2 or 3 up. And I'm referring to our game against Castle Fun, the same scoreline, 4-1. I don't know how we were beat that day, 4-1. So they're probably thinking the same, going home. But they're a top side. You can see they've quality out. They've like quality all over the pitch, and they'll be there. They'll be there about, so we'll think, at the end of the season.